Once at the mine site, Cook and Witkowski found remnants of what once had been a secret SS testing and production facility that may have even included a giant early superconductor. In 1931, the Wenceslaus mine suffered an accident that caused bankruptcy and a takeover by the Polish government. With the occupation of Poland, the mine was reconditioned by the Nazis as a gigantic science center. The whole area, in the center of which was located the main left shaft, proved to be the interior of a deep valley, which was accessible only through two mountain passes, noted Witkowski. Since the remnants of watchtowers could be seen in them, it was obvious that the whole area had been closely guarded, and its configuration caused that, in this way, the whole valley was physically cut off from the outside world. This valley, about 300 yards across, was bisected by rail lines and lined with a variety of structures, concrete bunkers, and guard stations, many covered with dirt and trees to act as camouflage. Today, the site is virtually ruins and overgrown with trees and vegetation. Cook saw that the Germans had gone to a great deal of trouble to ensure that the place looked pretty much as it always had looked since mining operations began here at the turn of the last century, a clear indication that whatever had happened here during the war had been deeply secret. Almost everything that was known about the Wenceslaus mine had been handed down from SS General Jakob Sporenberg, the officer appointed to command the northern route of General Plan 1945's Evacuation Commando. It had been run by the SS, had employed slave labor, and had been sealed from the outside world by a triple ring of checkpoints and heavily armed guards. Sporenberg's testimony and affidavits, the only known description of the strange experiments at the mine, were given during a post-war trial in Poland. He was found guilty of war crimes and executed. In the closing days of the war, most of the local population was evacuated westward. In fleeing the Russians, many of these refugees died during the fighting or froze in one of the coldest winters on record. Today, most of the local residents are newcomers with no recollection of what transpired at the mine during the war. A central shaft led downward to the original mine, as well as a labyrinth of additional underground facilities dug by Germans. But what most intrigued Cook and Witkowski was a huge circular concrete structure. Green camouflage paint was still visible on the edges.